and enter the realm of your own vast imagination. And feel that you are right now finding yourself in a completely strange and foreign land. You don't know where you are. You don't know how you got here. There is no human being in sight. It's a completely barren and empty land. Nothing but the sound of the rustling wind. And you have no idea what to do. You're in a daze. And a white man and a black woman come and approach you, and they say, "Hey, you, we're on our way to a wondrous island where there is an exquisite jewel of many facets and many colors. But in order to get to this place of this jeweled island and this magnificent jewel, you have to give up all care for safety. You have to commit yourself to a long and arduous journey. We're leaving soon. Do you want to come with us?" Oh, you find this an interesting offer. You decide to go with them. You walk with them to the edge of an ocean, and you get into a small, rickety wooden boat with two oars. And the two of them are rowing, paddling with all their might. Gradually, you make your way deep, deep, far, far away from land, in the middle of an ocean. And what a terrifying journey is opening up before you. The wind rises, the waves swell. Your little boat sometimes seems to be swept to the top of a mountain. That's how high the waves are. Sometimes plunging into a deep trough, a valley, as the wave is sucked down by the ocean. You're terrified. The wind keeps howling and the waves keep rising and the boat keeps maintaining its turmoil, tumbling, rising, falling. And besides this, there are all kinds of horrific sea monsters showing their faces, beings like you've never seen before, not only whales and sharks in great number with bared teeth, but monsters with multiple heads, horse heads on fish bodies, lion heads on bird-like bodies. Just indescribably horrific-looking creatures, monsters. And the wind continues and the waves continue to toss the boat around, and the two rowers are rowing with all their might until the oars just crack. And now there's really no hope, and you are desperate. And you see that you've grown old in this process. You're old and gray and bent, and your life is ebbing away. And you have spent all this time searching for this elusive jewel. And now, between the waves and the sea monsters and the broken oars, you're desperate. You realize that your last moment is upon you. You will never again see your beloved home, your beloved family, your comfy bed, familiar food. It's all gone. And in great desperation, you mourn and you lament in terror. And all of a sudden, appearing in the space before you is a luminous lama from Odiana, an orb of light, if you like, Guru Rinpoche, dancing in space, robes gently swaying in the breeze, looking at you with tender love, heartfelt concern, and says to you, "My dear child, alas, you had this precious human life. How have you used it? You have chased a jewel That jewel is samsara, which seems to offer so much, but which is completely deluding. The man and woman who brought you here, they are your two forms of ignorance. Learned and innate ignorance that cause you to feel like a real self and therefore in search of a real jewel. That place in which you sat dazed is a darkness, dazed unknowingness deep in your own mind. And now you have come to the end of your days, no jewel, nothing more to do. What will you do? And your grief and despair know no bounds. And then all at once, the ship completely falls apart. Your body falls off it. Your mind separates from your body and dissolves into the luminous Lama. You are reborn in a state of complete enlightenment, where you now have the capacity to help all other living beings who remain searching for their jewels futilely in a deluded ocean of samsara.
If you enjoyed this meditation, please visit our website, dawnmountain.org, to subscribe to this course and find other great Dharma offerings. May all beings always have happiness and its causes. May all beings always be free of pain and its causes.